There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Shiva is known as the Lord of Innocence, the Lord who gets pleased very easily, Ashutosh. And it has been shown that multiple times when anybody worships him, God Shiva looks only at the devotion of that soul. Even if the intention might be nefarious, but still, only the purity of heart at that moment is seen. And God just blesses them, no matter who that person is. And most of the time, it is the devil, it is the demon, who are shown to be doing tapasya. And one of such story is the story of Holi. Baba often tells us the spiritual meaning of all the festivals that people in the world celebrate. And each and every festival has got a hidden meaning. And in the course of time, that meaning gets lost, and what remains is ceremonial. What remains is an empty ritual. What remains is just the superficial aspect of that festival. And the festival does not give any power or even real bliss to the souls. It is just a ritual, and nobody knows why we are celebrating this ritual. They just do it and do it. So the same thing has happened with almost all the festivals of this world. The real meaning is lost, and what they have caught is just the superficial aspect of it. And because of this, people keep on celebrating and yet there is no joy. In fact, it is no celebration at all. It is just a sort of deception. We feel we have celebrated something. It is just the sheer waste of money, energy, time, and nothing else. In the way of spirituality, in the way of moral development, it is not contributing at all. So one such festival that comes is the festival of Holi. There are about, if you see all the Murlis, there are about 12 different secrets about this festival. Listen until we know the spiritual aspect of them, the deeper aspect of them, the philosophical aspect of them. They will come and they will go. The first is surrender. Holy means you. Holy. You have become His. You do not belong to the world now. As Bible says, Jesus says to His disciples, I have picked you up from this world. Why? Because you do not belong to this world. I have picked you up. I have chosen you. And you are for my work. So you do not belong to this world. You belong to me only. And your everything belongs to me. So that is the first meaning of these festivals. Come and they go. They come and they go. One comes, then after some time another comes. It is for the spiritual alignment. The world and the worldly atmosphere is so impure. There is a Maya around everywhere. The festival just is a stop to reignite your spiritual efforts. That's it. Because the worldly wind is so strong that flame of Purusharth gets extinguished. In yesterday's Murli Baba said, Avinashi Purusharth. The focus is on the destruction, which should not happen. Indestructible Purusharth. Do such a Purusharth that is natural. The natural attention is called Purusharth. That's a newer definition. Natural attention is called effort. Nirantar. All the time. Natural. Avinashi. All the time it should stay. It should not get destroyed. Because Maya is very potent. Ubiquitous. Everywhere. Omnipresent. There is no place on this planet where the Maya is not there. She rules this earth. She is the sole monarch. Her powers are very great. So these festivals come. They are not just for outside celebrations. Diwali comes. You may light your whole house with lightning. But unless and until those lights are not going to give light to the heart. That is just an outfit. Yesterday Baba said, if you play that holy, you will be called what? Mickey Mouse. So you are here not to become Mickey Mouse by playing those colors. Those colors are again chemicals. Anything you put to the surface of the skin, your skin, don't think that it will be washed away. It is blocking the pores. The life energy is flowing through the pores. So, it tans the skin. Only one day or 2 days. Baba is saying, if you do that, you will be called Mickey Mouse. The cost, the time waste. Rather than joy or celebration, if you see any hospital, the casualty is very busy in the days of Holi. The interns, the doctors, the junior doctors are busy in suturing. Because people fight on those days. And they drink. And they create ruckus. And then they come in the inebriated stage in the hospital. So the first meaning is surrender. The second meaning is purity. Holy means it's pure. It's to revise our oath of purity. It is the purity revision festival. You need to revise your purity oath. You need to brush up the principles of Brahmacharya. That is for Holi. Holi is not just outside thing. It is to stop, to pause. Holi is past is past. Baba says Holi means it is past. Forget it. No matter, past might have been very traumatic, very disturbing. But what do you even do now? Are you going to sit and brood over it? Are you going to sit and repent for the things that have happened? Are you going to sit and complain, grumble? Life is not about grumbling. Life is about moving forward. It is the moment forward. If you go back, you can go back just to learn and come out. But don't stay in the past. Past is the old chapter of the book of life. So sometimes you can go, you read that chapter. You find out, yes, this is the mistake. And you learn. But now you have to finish the book. Otherwise your book would be unread. Fourth, it is a festival of victory. It is associated with three more stories here again. It's the killing of Putana. We hear her name many times. It is the killing of Kamadev by Shiva. And it is the killing of Hiranyakaksha by Narasimha. So this is an interesting story. As we said, Shiva is Ashutosh. He is the god who gets happy very easily. Anybody can please him. He is the lord of innocence. And demons have taken advantage of this a lot. They don't go to Vishnu because Vishnu is little clever and cunning as well. They don't go to Brahma because Brahma is highly intellectual. They go to Shiva because he equally respects everybody. Anybody can go to him. And he himself doesn't want anything. He doesn't live in luxuries. He's a god of ascetics. He is a yogi. Yeah. So this one, Hiranyakaksha, he starts tapasya and he pleases Shiva. What you want? But he is extremely clever because of his experience of his fellow asuras. So he says, I should never get killed. I want the boon of immortality, physical immortality. Nor inside nor outside the house, nor up nor down, nor neither in the day nor at night, nor by any beast or by any god or any human being, nor by any other weapons of this earth. And as usual, Shiva, he is not bothered about his conditions. You have done tapasya for me, I am happy, so be it so. And once he gets the boon, he forgets everything. And now he is trying to become the sole monarch. He stops the worships of all the gods. And he wants everyone to worship, that everyone should worship him. He is the sole dictator now. Probably from here that principle of dictatorship started, which was later on taken over by Stalin, Mussolini, Hitler, Idi, and so on. That they want people to worship them. But now the problem is something else. His own son is worshipping somebody else. So it's a great hurt to his ego. He tries to convince his son Prahlad, but then he is not listening. So he tries many methods to kill him. But every time by some divine magical thing, his son is saved. So ultimately he plans something. He has yet another sister, Holika. And she has got the boon that if she wears a particular... She also got boon from Shiva. So Shiva is everywhere. He is all the time giving blessings. No matter who worships him. If you have a pure heart and intention, you get the blessing. Later on you might misuse it. Then intervention by Vishnu and Brahma later on to rectify the blessings, to rectify the disturbances caused by those people. So our scriptures are very funny. So she has a boon that if she wears a particular robe and she sits in fire, she will not get burnt. So she orders her to sit with Prahlad so that this Prahlad should get killed. But the opposite happens. Her robe flies off and it covers Prahlad. That's the story goes. But there are different versions of the story, as you know. And she is killed and he is saved. And at last, this Hiranyakashipu, his father says, "Where is your god?" And he says, "Everywhere." "Is he in this pillar?" He says, "Yes." And he kicks that pillow. And a weird, a never seen before, man comes out, Narasimha. He is half man and half god. So he takes this Hiranyakashipu and takes him on his lap. So he's not in earth or on sky. One, it is the dusk. It is nor the day nor night in between. Then he uses his nails. It is not using any weapon. And he kills him. This Narasimha indicates God Shiva. And he comes at confluence age, where there is no, where it is not Kali Yuga and where it is not Satyuga. He comes in between and he kills all those vices. Hiranyakashipu indicates all the vices. That's why in Holika, in Holi, what they do? They put a braid and they attach a string and they keep. The braid gets burned, the string remains. The string is soul or Prahlad. And this is, these are the vices. So after all, it is the victory of the truth. The truth always wins. But truth has to undergo a period of suffering, a period of torture. Without that, it will not win. So if you are in that period of getting tortured, know that some Narasimha is waiting in some pillar. When the torture will increase beyond limit, he can come out. He will come out of that pillar. So have faith. He can come out of anything. He can come out of this wall also. If he can come out from pillar, logic says that he should come out from everything. Next, Holi is the festival of newness. It is the end of the winter. Winter has finished now. Now the spring has started. Vasant. Sakhi Vasant Aya. So the new festival of spring has started. Then Holi is also the festival of celebration. The next point is, it is the festival of celebration. It is a festival of feasting. And there are particular recipes which are prepared. Like Gujia and Dahi Vada and Puran Puri. There are so many different recipes. So it's a festival of feasting. So you enjoy. Then next, it is a festival of greeting. You invite guests and you forget all the past and begin a new relationship. Whatever is your enmity, whatever the old vendetta, just forget that. The family enmity, which is going on for years together, birth after birth. You need to put an end to this vendetta. Political vendetta, economical, financial, whatever it is, just put an end to that. So it's a festival to celebrate or to greet. Also, the next, it's a festival of beating with stick. What is that known as? Lathmar Holi. In some of the places in India, the women use stick to hit men and the men try to protect themselves with shields. That is known as Lathmar Holi. So that's also one of the meanings of Holi. The next, Holi is the festival of color. You color each other. There are always some or other misunderstanding between people. There is always some or other traces of hatred or dislike. Or two people are not talking with each other from long time for a very silly reason. So this festival gives you the opportunity to come and to play. Don't feel bad if I apply you this colors. Actually, it is with this purpose it was started. It is not to harm. It is festivity. It is joy. So this is an opportunity. Two people are not talking with each other from last 10 years. Why? Because of some minor misunderstanding. So Holi is a festival to clear misunderstandings. So coloring. Next, Dahi Handi. That's also done in some places. What is that? They make human steps or human mountain, and one person goes and there is curd and he breaks that earthen pot. And that's how they celebrate. It's in fact the breaking of ego. The earthen pot indicates ego. So Holi also indicates a dissolution of ego. So Mava says, and the most important thing we forgot, the bonfire. Yeah. They drink also, they eat also. Both things. Bonfire. You create fire and you put everything into that. All the things which you don't want. Just burn everything. You can have this every day also. You can create an imaginary bonfire and put everything which you don't want, the unwanted, the undesirable, the extra, the vicious, the waste, the rubbish, the garbage. So these are 11, and the last is, what is the significance of Hola Mohalla? You know, Guru Gobind Singh had started this. It's a indicative of martial arts. You learn martial arts. This is the day of starting to learn how to fight with your enemies. So it also indicates the starting of a struggle. You cannot tolerate injustice anymore. You cannot tolerate injustice anymore. So you have to begin the struggle now. So these are all the different 12 secrets of Holi, for the different reasons that Holi is celebrated. So whilst doing it, don't forget the deeper, the inner meaning of it. Otherwise, it will be just a superficial, cheap entertainment. That's it. Whenever any festival comes, you must contemplate on the deeper meaning of it. And this will lead to churning. And it is in fact this churning will help you to realize the real importance of that, or even to become the embodiment of that. And if you see so many scattered links, so many scattered dots, you put together everything. So it's not about one day of celebration. The whole life should be a life of festival, festivity, joy, bliss, happiness, feasting all the time, coloring all the time, burning the past, dancing, music. So jump, sing, get intoxicated, dance, drink, eat, rejoice, give gifts, enjoy. Om Shanti.